His daf is about Messiah daf Nun Dalid. And hopefully today's daf will be a little smoother going on. Yesterday there was a little bit of a different format, so hopefully all the kinks have been worked out of that, and today will be a little better. But please, all the emails, let us know if there's, obviously if you're listening to this, there isn't a problem anymore. But we'll see. Okay, but Messiah daf Nun Dalid. We are on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Nun Gimel Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom. We started discussing the Chomesh, discussing Pidyon Maaser Sheni, redeeming of the Maaser Sheni fruit, and we know the halacha is that if the owner himself redeems the Maaser Sheni fruit, that he has to add on what's called a Chomesh, a fifth. So we've translated that as what we call 25%, but the Gemara really has a suffix about it. And the Gemara now, Ibailu, five lines to the bottom, asks, what does it mean, Chomesh? Chomsho mi lago, or Chomsho mi lavar? Chomesh from inside, or Chomesh from outside? What is inside or outside? Inside means it's a fifth before you start. Before you add it on, it's a fifth. It's a fifth from the inside, which would mean 20%. Right, so it's a fifth, and then you add it on. Ocham shemilavar, it's a fifth after it is added on, which means 25%. And after it's added on, it's one-fifth of the total Karen and Chomesh. How much is the din to Omaisa that the Bailim have to add on? So Omar Ravina, Ravina says, Tashma, Ravina says, I'll prove it to you from the following Mishnah, by Mishnah and Mesechas Erechin, where the Mishnah there discusses, let's say, not only does one have to add on a chomish for Maaser Sheni, but also, let's say the owner is redeeming something from Hekdesh. Let's say I was Makdesh something, and now I want to redeem it. So the halacha there is also that I have to pay a chomish. We'll see today, Bezrat Hashem and Amud Beis, there are four or five examples of areas of halacha where chomish comes up. So the Mishnah says, let's say the Bailim are trying to redeem something from Hekdesh. So Hekdesh is going to the highest bidder. So Hekdesh says, how much do you want to give for this? So let's say their owner and a different person are bidding on the same item. So says the Mishnah, Habailam Omer Be'esrim V'chaladam Be'esrim. If the owner says 20, and somebody else says 20, so then Bailam Kodman, the Bailam get it. Why? Because the Bailam are going to give more in effect. B'Beishim Mosif and Chomesh. The Bailam are going to add on a Chomesh. When the Bailam redeem Hekdesh, they have to add on a Chomesh. That's why if they both bid equally, they have to add on a Chomesh. And also, in the following cases, Amar Echad Hare Alai Be'esrim Be'echad. If the owner says 20, and that's the given in all these cases, if the owner says 20 and somebody else says 21, still, HaBailam Nosim Esav V'sheish. The Bailam get it, but this is a Chiddush. The Bailam always have to give, have to match what the other price is, and they have to give a Chomesh of their original price. Meaning, if the Bailam say 20 and somebody else says 50, obviously you're going to give it to the person who says 50. But if you work out the Chomesh, and the Chomesh works out, if the Bailam's Keren and Chomesh are more than anyone else's Keren, so then the din is the Bailam first have to match the other person's Keren, plus add on a Chomesh of their own, but Chomesh is only of their original claim, their original offer, not of the new Karen that they're going to have to pay. So again, if somebody, the Bailam say 20, and somebody else says 21, so first the owner has to pay 21 to match, and then they have to pay an extra 5. Esr Vishnayim, if somebody else says 22 after the owner said 20, I Bailam Nosim Esr Vesheva, they got to pay 22 plus an extra 5. Be'esr Vishalosh, I Bailam Nosim Esr Veshmona. Be'esr Va'arba, I Bailam Nosim Esr Vetesha. Right, all the way up. If they say 24, so they get somebody else says 24, the Bailam say 20. So again, the Bailam have to match the 24 plus pay a Chomesh of their original, and that equals 29. Esrim v'chamesh, Bailam nosnim shloshim. If somebody else says 25 and the owner says 20, then the owner has to give 30. And why in all these cases do you not give a Chomesh to the new amount? L'fishei emos, even Chomesh al ilui shalzeh. You only pay a chomesh for your original claim, not for the added-on claim that we make you pay. Shmamina, chomesh milavar, shmamina. But if you look at the examples given with the numbers, it's obviously a chomesh milavar, because it says a chomesh of 20 is 5. So that's a fifth milavar, what we call 25% and not 20%. So that's what we know, chomesh for Hekdesh, and for Maaser Sheni is 25% and not 20%. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Erechin, which asks the obvious question, and that is, if somebody else bids 30, and the owner, I'm sorry, if somebody else bids 25 and the owner bids 20, so isn't that equal? Why should we force the owner there to give to give 30. There it's the same. If he gives his Karen Chomish is 25, if somebody else is offering 25. So up until then, up until 24, then fine, the owner would have to give more. But why in this case would we force the owner to do it? So Rashi quotes that the Gemara asked that question there. Okay, Kitanoi says the Mish Gemara, it is really a machlokas tanoim. How much is chomish? Is chomish milavar or chomish milago? V'yasaf chamishi so alav. First, the pasuk says you shall add on the chomish alav on it. Shehehu v'chomsho chamisha. It and its chomish should be 5. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, right? So it and its chomish should be 5. That's chomsho milavar because it's altogether 1/5 of the total, right? 25%. Rabbi Yonas Anomer, no, chamishi so chomsho shel keren. A fifth of the keren within the keren, which means 20%, and that is chomsho milago. Okay, so it's really a machlokas tanoi. Next question about chomesh. By the way, that's what today's daf is about. Daf and dalad is about different types of chomesh. How do we get into this? How do we get into this Gemara? We're talking about how do we get to this Gemara? So if you remember, we got into it because we spoke about, even though one might have to lower prices if a coin gets rubbed out and it's worth less, you might have to use it for a lower amount. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, you can use it for the whole amount because people are machmed about it, etc. That's how we got into the Maaser Sheni discussion with the Chomesh. And that now, that takes us for the next blot, talking all about Chomesh until we get to the next Mishnah, which gets us back to Ona. Says the Gemara, Yibay Lahu, Chomesh Ma'akev O Eino Ma'akev. Is a Chomesh Ma'akev or not? Meaning if I have Maaser Sheni fruit, and then I have 100 Shkalim of Maaser Sheni fruit, and I put it onto a coins worth 100 Shkalim, and I donate on the Chomesh, so is my fruit still Kadosh? What happens if after I do that, without adding on a Chomesh, I eat the fruit outside of Yerushalayim? Did I violate anything? Or did I just not pay my due? Right? Did I steal or did I do an Aveira? That's the Gemara's question. Dalad b'dalad parag, do I say 4 and 4 that itself works and are redeemed? V'aknafshe mosef chomesh, and there's a separate independent obligation to be mosef chomesh. Alma chomesh lo ma'akev. O dilma, or do I say arba b'chamisha parag? No, 4 needs 5 to be redeemed. The chomesh ma'akev. Right, and a chomesh is ma'akev. Right, so that is the question whether a chomesh is ma'akev in all these cases or not. The Ritva just points out that there are many mishnayos in Shas that seem to answer this question, and we don't bring them. Right, the Maseches Brachos. Gemara, another Gemara gives examples of items that are really not kosher and items that are. They're kosher, basically, but you didn't do something l'chadchila with them. So what could you be mezamin on? So the Mishnah Bracha says, what about Maaser Sheni v'hekdish that warrant nifte at all? And you have produce that Shumas and Maasers weren't taken off of. And it gives all those examples, and those are always very not kosher. And then the examples that the Mishnah gives in a few places are of cases where they're kosher, but you just be the evidence to do something. One of the examples is Maaser Sheni v'hekdish niftu, and the Gemara always says, "What's the chiddush?" That means you gave the chomesh, the karen, and you didn't give the chomesh. So you see in many mishnayos that it's not ma'akev. So the Ritva says, "V'yesh lomar." No, the only reason we gave those interpretations in those mishnayos is because of the maskana of this Gemara. Once we have this Gemara's maskana that chomesh is not ma'akev, as we'll see, so then we interpret all those mishnayos in that way. In all those cases, when we have the Mishnayos in Brachas, and the Mishnayos in Shabbos, and Erevin, all those cases are only post this Gemara. It's not like we're mukhra, we're forced to interpret it that way. So that's just the Ritva's little har. But on this Gemara, you also have a beautiful piece from thought based on the Nitziv. Rav Shachter quotes this in the Ginas Egos in Simon Aleph, in his first Simon in the Ginas Egod, where he talks about many mitzvos which have two elements to them. I'll give the other examples in a minute. But first he quotes, starts off with questions of the Nitziv and other Achronim. There's a Tosfos in Brachos. Tosfos in Brachos, the beginning of the sixth parak, Daf Lamed Hey, who quotes the Shiltos, where the Shiltos says, Kerem Ravai Bizmanazeh, Karam Ravai, which is vine, right, grapes of the fourth year, which generally have the same status as Maaser Sheni. Ravai and Maaser Sheni always have the same status. If they bring it up to Yerushalayim, you have to eat it there. You could be mechalid on a Shavuot Pruta. Even though if you have a lot of karam rabai fruit, you can change it all onto one little sheva pruta. That's what we're going to talk about a little later. Also, the top Tosfos here on our daf also says that. That if you take a bizman hazeh or chutz la'aretz, Ravayan Chutzla writes, it could all be mechaled onto a Sheva Pruta. You don't have to do it Sheva B'Sheva. So Achronim asked three questions on the Shiltos. Number one, why did the Shiltos mention a bracha? We know we say a bracha on Pinyon Maisha Sheni. Right? If anybody does Maisha Bizman Hazeh, if anybody has fruit in their backyard, you look on the last page of the Torah, Tfilos called Pes Siddur, where you have the Nuslach of Hafrashas Trumas of Maisrus, the Pinyon Maisrus Sheni. There are two brachas there. There's the Hafrashas Trumas of Maisrus, and there's the Pinyon Maisrus Sheni. So why isn't there any Pinyon Maisrus bracha mentioned here by the Sheiltos? Number one. Number two, he doesn't mention Chomesh. He doesn't mention the added Chomesh that one has to take off. And number three, even though we paskin in general, kala Torah kula, shava kesef iska kesef. You don't need actual money. You could use shava kesef. Mikal makom, but pidyo meiser sheni and pidyo netzer avai, you need actual kesef. It's one of the exceptions to the rule. Right? The Mishnah Bechorah says that you need kesef. You have to use actual coins for pidyo meiser sheni, not shava kesef. So what do you mean here? It says, you're mechalin on shava pruta. So says the Netziv to answer all these questions, there are two pidyonos of meiser sheni. There's a pidyon of matir, and there's the pidyon of mitzvah. Pidyon of matir just gets rid of an iser. Gets rid of there is iser that you're not allowed to eat these fruits, and therefore to get rid of that you have to be matir with a certain ceremony. But then there's the pidyon of mitzvah, which is not just a matir, just not just allowing you to do something, but it is a positive symbolic mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing you to do. The Netziv says the base psukim, and that's why the Netziv even points out there are two different gemaras that mention two different psukim to for pidyon ma'aser sheni. Tahinu pidyon shel mitzvah, v'odich pidyon hamatir she'im bo mishum mitzvah. The mid be'inon mid araisa tosefas chomesh lachachila. After the evidence of ma'akev, how can you say our gemara's maskana is going to be that chomesh is not ma'akev? So what is it? It must be that for the mitzvah pidyon ma'aser sheni, you need the chomesh, but it's not ma'akev because you have many mitzvahs that are lachachila b'di'evet. And therefore, for the matir, it's not ma'akev. And that's why only for the bracha of pidyon, for the mitzvah of pidyon ma'aser sheni, you need a bracha, not for the matir. What's the Shiltos talking about? He's talking about the matir of ma'aser sheni. Why? He's talking about bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, you have the mitzvah of pidyon ma'aser sheni. You don't have a mitzvah. You're not going to be able to eat it in Yerushalayim. You're not going to be able to bring it up. So only the matir. You have to get rid of the iser, meaning your fruit have ma'aser sheni kedusha on it. So you got to get rid of it. You want to eat the rest of your fruit. So bizman hazeh, we don't have the mitzvah pinyon ma'aser sheni anymore. We only have the matir pinyon ma'aser sheni. And therefore, you, according to the Sheiltos, you wouldn't make a bracha and you wouldn't have to eat on a chomesh, and you'd be able to even to be mechalit on a shaveh pruta. You don't even need actual pruta. You don't need actual kesef. But if you're actually doing the mitzvah of ma'aser sheni, then you would need all three. Okay, that is the two different pidyon ma'aser sheni. That is the Netziv and Shilta Kuf. But this comes up. Rav Shechter now expands upon this, and he says you find this by many mitzvahs, where you have a discussion of mitzvah versus matir. Chalitza, we've discussed in the past. What happens if you have a 110-year-old woman who has no plans of getting married again, right? And her husband died, and her husband had a brother, and she didn't have any children. Her husband has a brother. Does she have to do chalitza if she has no intention whatsoever of having children? So does she have to or getting married to someone else, right? So does she have to do a chalitza? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. So, but again, the basis is if chalitza is just a matir, then she doesn't have to do it. If it's a mitzvah, the first shuvah of Chacham Tzvi discusses this. If it's a mitzvah, then you'd have to do it anyway. Mitzvah or matir. Hafrashas Shruma. How many mitzvahs do you count? The Ramban counts two mitzvahs for Hafrashas Shruma. The Hafrasha and the Nesina to the Kohen. Right? One's the matir, one's the mitzvah. The Rambam only counts one mitzvah. So is the Rambam saying it's all a matir? Or is he saying it's a mitzvah too, but it's linked to the matir? Again, this is also a discussion already in the Rishonim. What about Shechita? The Ravid says you shouldn't count Shechita as a mitzvah. It's just a matir. It allows you to eat the meat. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. Is it because he counts matirim as mitzvahs, or is it that there's a mitzvah element involved in Shechita, not just a matir element? Again, this is a discussion that comes up by many mitzvahs. Matir versus mitzvah. This is Simon Aleph in the Ginas Egos. Shiloh HaKan. Excellent. Shiloh HaKan. Is Shiloh HaKan purely because you want the eggs? Right? But what if you don't want the eggs? Right? The first, one of the Achronim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Beis Lachem Yehuda, one of them talks about, is there a mitzvah of Shiloh HaKan if you don't want the eggs? Is that a tzorach? What's the tzorach? You want the skula. You want the skula of Shiloh HaKan. Although the skula is the kamehameha, children, etc. So is there a mitzvah even without the X? So again, mitzvah matir. And this is all a big discussion that comes up by Pidyon Maestro Shane. Pidyon Maestro Shane. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So, the Gemara, we already mentioned the Maskana, but we have to talk about, before we get to the Maskana. So, Amar Ravina, back to the Gemara. Tashma. So, the Gemara's question is Chomesh Ma'akev or not? If I don't give the Chomesh, are my fruit redeemed or not? So, the Mishnah says, in Demai. Hadamai. Remember, what's Demai? Demai, Domai. This, what is it? It's produce that I buy from an Am Haaretz. Mida Oraisa, I should be able to rely on the road. Because Rov Ami Haaretz Ma'asrin Hain. Most Ami Haaretz do what they're supposed to do, take off their Ma'asris, but some don't. So Chazal Midu Rabbanan said you have to treat it separately as Demai, which means you're allowed to assume that Truma Gedola was taken off, because they're scared of Truma Gedola, because that's Chi of Misa, but they don't take off Ma'asr Rishon. And in Ma'asr Rishon, there's Truma's Ma'asr, which is also the halak status of Truma's, that's why they don't take that off either. Because they didn't take off Ma'asr Rishon, they can't take Truma's Ma'asr, which is a tenth of the Ma'asr Rishon. And they don't take off Ma'aser Sheni and other and the other hafrashas. So the Mishnah says, "Divide talk about certain kulas that we're allowed to have because it's only a chumra d'rabbanan. Because most Ami Arts are Ma'aser Hain. So a guest is allowed to be Mekel, and a traveler is allowed to be Mekel, and an ani is allowed to be Mekel. Mishnah says, "Divide talk about all different kulas that we have." But says the Mishnah, "Hadamai ein lo chomesh other kulas because this whole idea is a chumra. So that when you take off." Meiser Shani of Demai, even the owner does not have to add on a chomesh. The ain lo biur, and also you don't have to be mevaer the meisters of Demai. Again, what does that mean? The Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh, mefurish pesukim, miksei shaloshanim, right in the aser to aser lane, miksei shaloshanim totzias kol maser tvuascha bashana hahi. At the end of 3 years, that means Pesach of the fourth and the sixth year. Right, the third and the right. I'm saying that right. I think it's Pesach of the following year. Right, says the Torah, you have to get rid of all the Maestris. You gotta do a balance sheet check of all your Trumas and Maestris at the end of every couple of years, and make sure you've given them to all the proper recipients. Take them out. Leave them in your gate. Meaning, give it to the proper people. The Levi comes and takes his Meiser Rishon. And the Ger and Yosef Almana come and take their Meiser Ani. And then they get satiated in the money. So Hashem will bless you. That's the halacha of Bir Meisrus. Right? The Vidui of Bir Meisrus is said later on in Parshas Kisavo. But that is... That's halacha biur. So says the Mishnah, you don't have to do biur on the hafrashas of Demai. Because again, the whole thing is a chumrah. You don't have to do the special biur. Ha karen yeshla. But now we're medayik from the Mishnah. You don't. There's no chomish or biur, but karen yeshlo. Right? You have karen of Maaser Sheni of Demai. So where it says my taima, why would Chazal institute that the karen should be ma'akev? But the chomish is not ma'akev. So the Gemara suggests, Karen, the ma'akev b'daraisa, asya, isa b'dirabanan. Karen, which is ma'akev on a daraisa level, so Rabbanan instituted that. Chomish, shalom ma'akev b'daraisa, lesa b'dirabanan. Chomish was not ma'akev daraisa, so then that's why Chazal did not institute it. Raya, that chomish is not ma'akev. Period. So the Gemara says, lema katanoi. Let's suggest it's even a machlokas tanoim, whether chomish is ma'akev or not. Nasan as a karen below nasan as a chomesh. What if you gave the karen and not the chomesh? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yochal, Rabbi Shua Omer Lo Yochal. Machlokas whether you're allowed to eat your fruit, right? On if you didn't give a chomesh. Omer Rebbe Nirin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbos. I like Rabbi Eliezer Shita when it comes to Shabbos. Meaning you're allowed to eat the fruit because Shabbos. Right, we could talk about this a little later. It's Onik Shabbos. You're allowed to eat the fruit, the produce. V'Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'Chol. And under Yeshua, I agree with him on a weekday that you should not eat the produce. Says the Gemara, Mida Amar Nirin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbos. From the fact that Rebbe says that I like Rabbi Eliezer's opinion on Shabbos, Michal de Pligi Afila B'chol. Mashma that they argue across the board, and he's choosing. Rebbe saying I will hold like him specifically on Shabbos. Mashma they argue across the board, and Mida Amar Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'chol Michal de Pligi Afila B'Shabbos. And if he doesn't like Rabbi Yeshua's sheet on weekdays, mashma they argue even on Shabbos. In other words, these last two lines say that its pashtus is. That this machlokas, whether you can eat the produce or not, the machlokas itself is a machlokas across the board. What's the machlokas about? Whether you can eat the food without giving the chomesh. So my lab b'hasvara kemifagin. It must be arguing about our svara. Rabbi Eliezer savar chomesh lo ma'akev, and therefore you can eat the food, the produce. Rabbi Yeshua savar chomesh ma'akev. Right. So isn't that the machlokes? Amar Rav Papa lo. Rav Papa said no. It's possible to have a different interpretation of the machlokes. To kuli ama chomesh lo ma'akev. Really, chomesh is not ma'akev. So why would one of the shita say you're not allowed to eat the produce if the chomesh is not ma'akev anyway? The hacha, the chayshinan lipshiyusa kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether we're worried that a person will be posheya and plan on giving the chomesh. I'm going to give it, and end up not giving it. Are we really worried about that? Mar savar chayshinan lipshiyusa. One opinion says we are worried, and therefore we will not, on a drabana level, let you eat your produce because we're worried that you might never give it. And therefore, we force you to give it before you eat it. Meaning, mida araisa can very well be that chomesh is not ma'akev according to everybody. Machlokas is about a drabanan worry. Period. Interesting lashon here used by the Gemara. Are we choshesh lepshia? If somebody plans to give the ma'aser sheni chomesh and then they end up forgetting about it, is that called pshia? Is that negligence? Is shichacha negligence? Is shichacha pshia? Right, this comes up. Where does this come up? Hilchos tfila. Hilchos tfila comes up. Hilchos tfila and simin kufches tashlumin. Right, we know the halacha is only if I forget a tfila am I allowed to daven double in the next tfila. But if bemazed, I say I refuse to daven for some reason. I get in a chas v'shalom a few moments of apikarsis. Right, I say I forget davening. Davening is worthless. Chas v'shalom, unlike what we spoke about last time in the parsha shiur, the koach tfila. Right, but the let's say I don't daven on purpose, then I can't make it up. There's no tashlumin. So what about shechacha? What if I'm saying I'm going to daven? I have time. Boom, I run out of time. So is shechacha called pshia, and therefore I might not be able to daven or not? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses it. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Kuf Ches Sif Ches Mishlo Mispala. What do you think? I mean, Uvda, it's happened to all of us, I'm sure. Right, at some point in our lives, maybe 10 years ago, maybe yesterday, right, maybe sometime, right, we always plan to daven, and all of a sudden, we're like, right, we're going to daven mincha, and then things get crazy, and the kids, and the this, and the that, and all of a sudden, like, oh, man. Right, so, what do we do? So, generally, I think we go like the Shulchan Aruch. Mishlo is palel, pa'oshi yishlo is manlis palel. If somebody doesn't have it because they still think there's time, v'b'deish yisavar shadayin yishar lo zman, achash yigmar oso esek, because I think there's going to be time after I finish whatever I'm doing, shehu misasik bo, uvenkach avro lo hasha, and then I blow it, right? I lose the time. V'chein misha yitar b'sarach mamono, even if you're making a business deal, you're sitting with a client. Somebody's sitting with a client, and they're like, okay, it's going to finish soon, I'm involved in dini mominus. Right? And even so, I lose davening because of that. Shulchan Aruch says it's okay. That's considered shogeg. Right? Even though, you know, maybe next time you should know for better, shogeg. Right? L'chadchilo says the Ramabo, Yavr's man tefilim ipshum hefsid mamon. Right? You shouldn't lose this man and rely on the tashlumin to make the deal. But if it happens in the end, so then we allow you. It's considered an ones. Kivan shelo bitel atfila. He means shogig or ones. I don't know. The lab dafka ones. Kivan shelo bitel b'shat b'nef. This says Mr. Brewer. Of course, he didn't violate tfila b'shat nefesh because of a rebellious state. Elat hayasavar lespala acha shigmar ha'isek b'shachar acharka. That is the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Ches. Chassam Sofer has a shuva about this too. Chassam Sofer in the last chelik in Choshe Mishpat in Simin Mem Beis. We had this discussion back in Baba Kama. If you remember in the second parak, third parak, where it talked with the Gemara there that by Adamu the Olam, Gemara says if you wait, you have a rock on you, and you forget that you have a rock on you, and you wait and you get up, and the rock falls off and damages somebody, right? So are you chayiv or not? Right? So the Gemara there talks about how far does Adamu the Olam go? Whether in that case, if I knew, sorry? Right, the last stop over there in the second parak. So says the Namuki Yosef there says, from the fact that you're potter in that case, mashma, that if you forget the David, that's the basis of that Shulchan Aruch that I just read. The Namuki Yosef there in Baba Kama. So there, the Chassam Sofer talks about, can you compare all cases to the case of the rock? And he says no. There's a chilek. His chilek is, when you are about to You know, when you make a decision whether you have to do something right now or not, do you have a mitzvah staring at you in the face to do? Because if you have a mitzvah staring at you in the face and you have zrizus and then you push it off, that's your fault. That's atzlus. But if you don't have a mitzvah staring at you in the face and then you forget something, that's not a problem. Like the rock case, there's no mitzvah staring at you in the face. So there's no mitzvah staring at you in the face, that it's not going to be your fault. So he's somewhat could be disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. Or a shvua, you swear you're going to do something, and you forgot about the shvua. Right? Similar case, do you have a mitzvah to fulfill your shvua? Hayotzi mizeh, we do the last paragraph. Kol sheha mitzvah behakdam aso lihi zareiz v'lasoso. V'adam is'atzel lomer adayin yezman. Ulu basov shachach v'afilu nenas harayu kemezid. V'bnei shetzchilasu b'pshiyah haya. U'betfila ki agavna ein lo tashlumin. Im lo b'taras nedava ba'alma. He says, I don't like it by tefillah. He violated his shvua. He should have fulfilled the shvua when he remembered. So then you'd be putter. That's his chilek. But again, this is a major issue in the poskim. Our Gemara uses the lashon of pshia when we're talking about forgetting to give the chomesh of Meister Shani. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Let's continue now. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol modim behekdish shechilel. Even though by Meister Shani we just had a machlokas that are we worried about people forgetting or not? By hektish, we know the same halacha as we started off today. By hektish, you also have to give a chomesh when you redeem your own property. By hektish, nobody argues that chomesh is not ma'akev. Why? Hovig is burnt tovanos obashuk. Because the gabbais of the Beis Hamikdash, they're going to get you. They're not going to let you forget it. So therefore, we're not worried for Pshia, because there are people that are going to remind you. And therefore, the Hektish will be redeemed automatically. Ube Hektish lo pliki, is that really true? There's no machlokas about Hektish. But Tanya, but we had a brisa. Nothing. It's a kemlo nothan lo esachomesh, or blaza omer, chilal, v'chom omer lo chilal. Right, similar to what we had before. Same time machlokas. We gave the karnat the chomesh. One sheet that says it is mechulal, and the other sheet that says not. Amar Rabbi Nirin Devar Belazer beHektish veDevar Chacham beMaiser. Rabbi says I like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Hektish. It says chilal because the Gizvarin are gonna. There's no worry, and the Chacham beMaiser because we are worried. Midamar Nirin Devar Rabbi Eliezer beHektish mechal de pligi afilu beMaiser. Bidaka Amar Nirin Devar Chacham beMaiser mechal de inu pligi afilu beHektish. So you see from the language of the Brisa that there is a machlokas even by Hektish, not just by Maiser Sheni. So that we're stuck. How can you say there's no machlokas by Hektish? Because the Gizbarin are going to get it. So, Elohi Itmar, Hachi Itmar. Okay, you're right. If you want to say something, say the following. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim B'Shabbos B'Hektish Shechilel. Everybody agrees when we're talking about Shabbos and Hektish, meaning two, Tarti L'mal Yusa, two reasons why we're going to be Mekel, that it is Mechulal. Why? Number one, it's hektish, so people aren't let's do the other way. Chada, Shabbos is dechsif, karasal Shabbos oneg. Oneg Shabbos, we're going to be mekel. Va'od, and also it's hektish, chovik is varan tov not so bashuk. So because of those two reasons, by Shabbos and hektish, that's when there is no machlokas. There's a machlokas by Shabbos, there's a machlokas by hektish, but there's no machlokas when it comes to Shabbos dealing with hektish. Just regarding oneg Shabbos, as I mentioned, two or three points that we mentioned in the oneg Shabbos shiurim in the past. Point number one is Gemara in Psachim also discusses it, but not this point. Gemara in Psachim discusses the Machlokas of Blazer and Rabbi Yeshua about how we are supposed to involve ourselves on Yontif. Are we supposed to be choose exclusive Kulul Hashem or Kulul Lachem, spiritual pursuits or worldly pursuits? Or do we say split it, Chazil Hashem and Chazil Lachem? You know, have a balance, and that's what we paskin. Chazil Hashem and Chazil Lachem. That's general Yontif. The Gemara there says three exceptions. Three exceptions to the rule that by these three cases, you vadai need lachem. You need some physical enjoyment. You can't just be lachem. You can't just be lachem. Three exceptions. What are the three exceptions? You remember? Shavuos is one of them. Akol modim batzeres. Why? Because it's Yom Shadina Botorah Liyisrael. We have to show Hashem that we are happy that we got the Torah, and not only do we learn, but we make parties. Right? Shavuos is one exception. Another exception is Purim. Purim, because it's Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv. And number three is Shabbos. Shabbos is the other exception, because the Karasal Shabbos Oneg. right? Because of Onik Shabbos, you can't just have a Chatzil Hashem. Those are the three exceptions that the Gemara and Pesachim says for a Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lachem. Number one. Number two, what is the difference between Onik Shabbos, which the Gemara here brings up, and Kavod Shabbos? They always say, oh, Kavod Shabbos, Onik Shabbos. What's the difference between the two? There's a well-known Gra. The Gra says in Hilchos Yontif. In the Bir HaGra in Hilchos Yontif, the difference is, if you're medayik this in the Rambam, the difference is what you do before Shabbos and what you do on Shabbos. Everything we do before Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. Taking a shower, setting the table, shopping, Kavod Shabbos. Everything we do on Shabbos is Onik Shabbos. Enjoying ourselves, taking a nap, taking a nice walk, sleeping, right? All of that is Onik Shabbos, Kavod Onik. The Gra says Yom Kippur only has Kavod, doesn't have Onik. Right, that's what he says. He says you have Ksus Nakiya, you only have Kavod, Yom Kippur. You don't have Onik, Yom Kippur. There's Inui, just the opposite. Right, and that's what he even says, that based on this Gra, the Reb Chaim says that there's even, I'll give you an example where there's something that's both. Havakas Neiris. You light the candles before Shabbos, but you enjoy them on Shabbos. So Havakas Neiris, and the Rambam calls it both in two different places in the Hilchos Shabbos. It's Kavod Shabbos and it's Onik Shabbos. It's a little of both, because that's what Havakas Neiris are. It's a little of both. It's Kavod Shabbos and it's Onik Shabbos. There is a fascinating Me'iri, which is quoted in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch. The Me'iri quotes a Stira in Brises. The Gemara, it's quoting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Bame ma'ango, how are you ma'anig Shabbos? So the Gemara says, two Brises. One Brises says sleeping, one Brises says learning. Right? So do you sleep or do you learn? So the Gemara says, Stira. So the Gemara says, no. Kan ba balabayas kan ba talmud chacham. Depends who we're talking about. Are we talking about a balabayas? Are we talking about a talmud chacham? Says the Me'iri on page Tez Zayin in his Akdama to Shas. He says, even though most give the interpretation that the balabayas, what does it mean? There's a stira in there. The answer is balabayas and talmud chacham. So who goes with what? Even though most people say balabayas goes with sleeping and that's how he enjoys it, and a talmud chacham goes with learning, that's how he enjoys it, I say just the opposite. Says the Me'iri, and it's quoted in the Ramah. Says the Me'iri, the Bala Bais, who is involved in worldly pursuits the whole week, he's got to make Shabbos difference. He's got to sit and learn on Shabbos extra than he does. The Talmud Chacham, who's been learning all week, so he's got to make some enjoy himself and relax a little bit on Shabbos. He's going to burn out, right? That's why he is allowed to take a little extra enjoyment of the physical pleasures on Shabbos, owning Shabbos, and but mema ango, says the Me'iri. Okay, the last point just to mention is why we don't say a bracha on the mitzvah of owning Shabbos. It's also a discussion in the Achronim. Why we don't say a bracha on the mitzvah of owning Shabbos. The first page in the Piskei Tshuvos in Chela Gimel discusses various answers. Maybe there's no specific act mandated. You know, mitzvah, there's every mitzvah that we have, there's a specific act, Asher Kedishanim, Mitzvah Tzivanu, to do this. Right? But owning Shabbos, there's sleeping, there's eating whatever you want, there's so many different ways to enjoy Shabbos. So that's why there's no bracha. Or maybe there's no shir. Right, there's another reason. So various, maybe we're yotze with the bracha of kiddush, right? Different possibilities of owning Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Does he ask the Nasukash? I mean, he might deal with it, but that's where oneg is. Oneg comes up in the Gemara. So that's what I was prepared for. But Kavod, there could be a question about Kavod too. I mean, L'chalek Ner Shel Shabbos, is that included? It could also include it in there. Or maybe one could suggest that Kavod is a Hechsher Mitzvah. Maybe Kavod is a Hechsher. Oh, I'm sorry. The Netziv says. I do have an answer. I do have an answer for you. The Netziv, I think it's a Kuf Samach Tes. The Netziv at the end of the Shiltos, where he talks about Sukkah. So he says there, right, he talks about the Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuvah Batorah, Hechsher Mitzvah, Shein Ksuvah Batorah. So Hechsher Mitzvahs usually don't get brachas. Kavod Shabbos could be looked at as a Hechsher Mitzvah, right? Building a Sukkah. Writing tefillin, right? All those don't get brachas according to what we paskin, because that's not the final stage of the mitzvah. So Kavod Shabbos might be linked to the Onik Shabbos, and therefore it might not get a bracha. Okay, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. The Gemara says now, a couple of questions about Chomesh. Hare Amar Hekdashin Mischal. I'm sorry, not yeah. Chomesh. Hare Amar Hekdashin Mischal Ala Karka. Drachmana Amar Vinasa Kesav Kamlo. If you try to redeem Hekdash, you cannot be Mischal the Hekdash onto Karka. It has to be on, but not on a kesef kamlo, onto money. What about the chomesh? The chomesh that the owner has to add on when he redeems his own hektish, could that be on karka? Second question. Truma. The halach is by truma. If I, I'm a zar, right? I'm Yisrael. If I ate truma b'shogeg, so I have to repay the kohen. To repay the kohen. But how do I repay the kohen? With money? The halach is no. You have to give him what's called chulim misukanim. You have to give him actual fruit. To give him, right, whatever the grapes or whatever you ate. You have to give him chulim misukanim. Dvarim haru'uyim liyos truma. So, Drachmana Amar Benasan Kohen as a Kodesh Davar Haroi Lios Kodesh. You have to give him actual fruit. Chomsha Moshe Yisalim Shalom Nachulin. Am I allowed to, do I have to give Chomesh in that form also? Or does the Chomesh not have to be like the Keren? What exactly is being excluded here? Shalom Nachulin. So Rashi says is excluding money or clothes. So Rashi says here, the Ravid here quoted in the Shiva Kabbalah's quotes, it's excluding Lekat Shechen Peya, other Matnas Aniyim. You can't use other matnas aniyim to cover your truma payment that you have to pay. Okay? The discussions in the Achron and what the machlokas is about. The Rambam says just the opposite, that you're allowed to use lekat shechen peya. He seems to have a different girsa in that source. So, can you use chomesh? Do you have to give it in the chulam misukanim form? Third question, meiser enim eschala ala simon. A meiser, pidyon meiser can only be done on a coin that has a form. Drachmana amar, v'tzarta kesef biyadechal, or I was called davar sheish lav tzura. Chom shom hashi yischal ala simon. You have to do the chomesh also. So basically, the same question three times, in three different areas. Does the chomesh have the same halacha as the karen? Is galgal milsa, the thing rolled, meaning the discussion went, umatel kami derava, amar lahu amar kra, alav, l'rabo is chom shom kamosa. Alav yed al chomesh on it, on the Karen, and therefore you compare the Chomesh to the Karen. In all these cases, the Chomesh has to be like the Karen. Amar Avina, Afadana Mitanina, I also learned it in a Mishnah. Hagonev Truma, if somebody steals Truma below Achla and did not eat it, they still have the Truma there. Mishalam Deshlumi Kefel to make Truma. You got to give back the Truma, and the Kefel that you pay, because you're a Ganav, you just have to pay the value of Truma. What do you mean the value of the Truma? Rashi explains, because Truma is cheaper, because there's less demand for it. You could only eat it, only a Kohen could eat it, and only a Kohen who's Tahar could eat it, and it's much less demand. So you know the supply and demand, less demands, so the price goes down. So if you still have the Truma, you got to pay it back, and you pay for the money to make Truma. Achla Mishalim Shnei Karnayim V'Chomesh. If you ate it, though, you got to pay two Karens and the Chomesh. Karen V'Chomesh Min HaChulin. Karen HaChomesh from Chulin. Chulin Misukanim V'Karen to make Truma. And the Karen you could give money, so Shvah Minos. You see again from there, the Chomesh has to be like the period. Okay, Amar Rava, says Rava, we find Chomesh in four areas in Halacha. At least four areas in Halacha, Chomesh comes up. So Gemara is going to quote each one now, that we know there's a Chomesh in each of these areas. But is there something called a Chomesh of a Chomesh? Does that exist in these four areas? Two of them are going to be explicit. One of them is going to be explicitly no. Or we're going to assume no, and the fourth one is going to be our question. So let's see. Number one, Gabi Gezel Ksiv, by Gezel, what do you mean Gezel? Gezel here means Asham Gezelos. If I swear that I don't have your item, right, and I end up having it, your Pikadon, your Aveda, your anything, right? So if I swear that's Asham Gezelos, halacha is that I have to add on a Chomesh when I pay you back. So Gabi Gezel Ksiv, Vachamishi Sav, Yosef Alav. Right, it's spelled v'chamishisav Yosef Alav. Right, it sounds v'chamishisav is plural. Lots of chamishis, lots of chomeshes. Yosef Alav, you got to add on v'tzan, and we learned it in Baba Kama. Nothing less a Karen but nishbalo al chomesh. Let's say I paid you back. I did this. Then I paid you back to the Karen, and then I swear that I paid you the chomesh, and then I admit that I did it. So the halach is I have to now give a chomesh for that chomesh. Until the Karen is so small, less than a shavar pruta. That whatever's left, then that's it. There's nothing, there's no more chomesh. So by Gezel, by Asham Gezelos, we have the concept of a chomesh on a chomesh. Number two, Gabi Truma Ksiv, by Truma, we learn Ish Kiyochal Kodesh Bishkaga, V'yosav Chamishi So Alav, by Truma, a man who eats Kodesh, who eats Truma, and he has to add on a chomesh, right? When a Zor eats Truma Bishogeg, he has to add on a chomesh. If a Zor eats Truma Bemezin, he's Chayim Misa. If it's already Shuma B'shogeg, he has to add on a Chomesh. Mitznana, we learned in Shumas, Ha'ochel Shuma B'shogeg, Mishalim Karen V'chomesh, Echad Ha'ochel Ve'echad HaShoseh Ve'echad HaSoch. Somebody eats Shuma B'shogeg, he has to pay Karen V'chomesh, whether he ate it, or he drank it, or he smeared himself with Truma oil. Echad Shuma Tahora Ve'echad Shuma Tameh, whether it was Tar Truma or Tami Truma, Mishalim Chomsha, you pay Chomsha, Ve'chomsha the Chomsha, and also the Chomesh of the Chomesh. Meaning, if you designated your Chomesh, and then you use your Chomesh, that you were going to pay back the Kohen with, that's Chomesh to Chomesh. So there too, based on Limudim, we assume it's the same halacha as by Asham Gezelos. By Truma, the Chomesh of Truma is also Chomesh to Chomesh. We'll get back to the Sach in a minute. Let's continue though. Ve'ilu Gabi Meiser, context number three. Lo Michtav Kasev, Lo Misnatan, Lo Ibai Ibailon. By Meiser, the Chomesh by Meiser, it's not written anywhere, it's not discussed anywhere, we don't have no question about it, we assume for sure that there is no Chomesh to Chomesh. The opposite, because there's no source for it. There's no source otherwise, so we assume there is no Chomesh to Chomesh, right? The Rashi says, Lo Ashachan Be Remes Bekra. There's no remez, at least by Truma, Rashi explained, there's a remez in the Pasuk, where we got it from. But Mamai said there is no remez. So the first two we know for sure there is a Chomesh to Chomesh. Number three, there is for sure not a Chomesh to Chomesh. What about the context four? Gabi Hekdesh Ksiv, by Hekdesh, where you have to where the owner redeems his own Hekdesh, it says, V'im Makdesh Yigalath Beiso, if the Makdesh redeems his own house, V'yathav Chamishis Kesav Erkecha, you have to add on a fifth, V'tznan, the Mishnah says, Hapodes hekdesho mosav chomesh. If you podi your hekdesh, you add on a chomesh. Chomshe tznan. Chomshe to chomshe lo tznan. It only says chomesh. So does chomesh to chomesh? Is there a chomesh to chomesh when I redeem my own hekdesh? My meaning, if I designated it and then I want to redeem, you know, that I makdesh that chomesh again, and then I want to redeem it. So now here's the lumbus. Gabi Truma Ksiv V'yasaf. By Truma, where did we add? What was our limit by Truma? It says the word V'yasaf by Truma. Gabi Kodesh Nami Haksiv V'yasaf. Is it just because of the extra Vav V'yasaf by each one? And then Truma, Hekdesh should be like Truma. Therefore, you should say there is a Chomesh to Chomesh by Hekdesh also. O Dilma or no? Gabi Truma Ksiv V'yasaf. It says the word V'yasaf by Truma, but what was the limud? What was the tool? We know that the rabbis have many tools in order to interpret the Torah. The Torah, the best way to look at it, I always found, was that the Torah came encoded. Right? Sometimes you give a secret message to someone in a code, and they have to figure out the code. They have to break the code. So the Torah, all the halachas, many halachas in the Torah was given to us in code. And the Chazal were given the tools how to decode it. You know what those tools are called? Gzeirah Shavah, Hekesh, Davar LeMinyan, Klal Prado Klal. And now we're going to have an unusual one here, not such a common one, but it's going to come up. Right, Gabi Truma Ksiv V'yasaf, by Truma says V'yasaf, Ishakata Le'levav de V'yasaf, take away the Vav from V'yasaf, which is extra, V'shadis Le'al Chamishi So, and add it onto the word Chamishi So, which it says by Truma, so then it's as if it says, Havile Chamishi Sav, it's as if it says Chamishi Sav, as if there are two Vavs at the end of the word, which sounds like plural chamishes, right? Plural chomishes. So that's why you'd say there's chomish al chomish when it comes to truma. But gabe hektish, by hektish you can't do that. Ksiv v'yasav chamishes. That's all it says. Avakav dechi shakale levav v'yasav v'shadas le'al chamishes. If you throw the vav onto the end of chamishes, sov have le chamishiso. It's only says chamishiso, not chamishisov. So therefore, maybe you should say it does not work when it comes to hektish. When it comes to hektish. Rashi notes, why don't you throw the vav into the middle of the word? Chamishios. So Rashi says, no, the tool can never, you can never throw a letter into the middle of a word. You can only throw a letter to the end of the word. That's what Rashi says. Gorin umosifin vidarshin. That's this tool. That's what it's called. Gorin mosifin vidarshin. So that's our question. Our question is, can you do it by hektish? Is there a chomish to chomish by hektish or not? So let's continue a little bit. V'tepiklei. There's something to talk about, but let's finish. V'tepiklei dehavilei hektasheni. 1 minute. Why don't we just say that the chomesh is hektasheni? It's secondary kedusha, right? Because you were makdish something. Now you're trying to redeem it. So the money that you're giving comes from that item that you already makdish. So it's secondary kedusha. V'yamar Rav Shua ben Levi, a hektash rison most of chomesh, a hektasheni ain't a most of chomesh. Shua ben Levi said it beferish. You should say there's no chomesh to chomesh because it's considered secondary hektash. So Amalei Rav Papa Ravina, no hachi amarava. Chomesh kitchilas hektash dami. No, chomesh is like tchilas hektash. Why? Why is chomesh like tchilas hektash? Because it's not parallel to anything. Right? You gave something to the base of English worth 100. So you're going to redeem it now for 120. Right? 125. Whatever the case is. So that 100 out of that you're giving, that's parallel. You can say that kedusha came from the original item. But the extra, where does it come from? So that's why Ravina says Hekdesh is Tchilas Hekdesh. Chomish is like original. So we still have the question, is there Chomish to Chomish by Hekdesh or not? My Havi Allah. So let's try Amar of Tevyomi Mishayda Baya Amar Kra, because it's a Pasuk. Yosef Chamish is Kesef Erkocha, Makesh Chomso the Kesef Erko. We can bear Chomish to the value, to the Kesef of the Erech. Ma Kesef Erko Mosef Chomish, Av Kesef Chomsho Nami Mosef Chomish. So we hold that the Chomish, you can't have a Chomish and Chomish even by Hekdesh, period. Earlier on the daf, just to get back to this, we mentioned that by truma, if you eat or drink or anoint anything, that's an iser daraisa, and that's using truma, and one has to pay a chomesh for that. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim and Meseches Yuma, daf ayin vav, daf ayin zayin, about the inuyim on Yom Kippur. What are daraisa, what are derabanan? So if you look in the Rambam says, all he inuyim on Yom Kippur are daraisa. Eating, drinking, anointing, shoes, Tashma Shamita, they're all Isura Daraisa. The Rambam is clear. The Bali Tosas, though, Rabbeinu Tam there in Tosas Ayin Zayin says, no, only eating and drinking. Only in Achilav Shasi are Daraisa. They're all learned that based on Sukkim. The question is, which are literal and which are Asnachas? Rabbeinu Tam says, only Achilav Shasi is Daraisa, and Isur Malacha obviously is Daraisa, but the other Inuyim are Durabanan, they are Asmachta Ba'alma. The Shaila is, and this is discussed by the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav, in one of the letters at the end of the Grizal Rambam, discusses that you find stiras in certain Rishonim when it comes to Sicha. Sicha, anointing, smearing. Some Rishonim say Sicha is like Achila v'Shasiya. Right? Sicha is like drinking and like eating. Rashi quotes the Gemara there in Yuma, Sicha k'Shasiya. Does that mean alumdis, or does that just mean just like? Is it a parallel, or is it an identification with each other? So the Briska Rav, to answer certain stiras, he says it depends what the context is. By Yom Kippur, by certain context, he says, is the din hishtamshus, or is the din achila? See if the larger category says shtamshus and hanah, then sicha could be included. If the larger and you would say sicha is kishasiya. But if the category is actual eating or drinking, then smearing my arm with it would not be included. So again, the Briska Rav there on page 156 at the end of the Gruzal Rambam, so he talks about this discussion of Sicha Kishasiya. Sometimes we say it is Kishasiya, sometimes we don't. And you might be Mechalik between Yom Kippur and Achilas Truma. Okay, that's a big issue, but we will, let's stop here. Mr. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow back to issues in Ona'ah. And five, the Mishnah, the five Ona'ahs, the five Chomshin, that Mr. Hashem comes up tomorrow. Okay.